Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good out there for this May 19th, 2023. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got Terry and James here with you. We're looking forward to being joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment now.
I'm a little hurt.
A little bit.
Is this because it's me?
No. I think it's me. I think it is. I think I finally pushed Paul too far.
All right. I already had him 4 days this week.
I mean,
I'm calling it.
Somebody else do it. Somebody else. Like, they have. They don't like, even.
It's like a roulette wheel.
Yeah.
Who has to call James?
Who has to put up with James? Even better, I like the idea of, like, Paul calls up and he just plays, like, the sounder that...
Jennifer Wojcicki.
Yeah. He just plays that. You can actually hear him hitting
Wouldn't that be funny? Like, it's the old tape player. And you can hear that.
Yes. That's exactly how Paul would do
it. Probably rewinding it. That's what we're waiting for.
He's also very busy. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, of course, are the best in the business and know that they visit a lot of other stations. We don't mind. We get it. We understand.
We share.
We're looking forward to if Paul can join us. Otherwise, we'll get an update for you on the forecast real soon here. We got a lot of stuff that we're looking forward to in this hour. Got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. We celebrate not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday. And then we will get to Melissa's news. After that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I will play a famous theme song from a TV show. You call up with the correct answer of the name of the TV show, and you'll win two Concrete Mixers. You'll win a family pack of four.
Even better.
Yes, way better, because that's two adult meals, that's two kid meals. That is a dinner covered right
Absolutely.
There.
Don't do it today, though.
No,
it's pizza day.
Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Have your Culver's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today, nah, not so much. So it is the weekend. We know that there are going to be plenty of people out there having some fun, enjoying themselves. And with that comes a lot of junk food, or maybe not keeping up on your eating habits the way you should. Or
your
these
fruits
kind of
and
things.
Vegetables.
Yes. Like you should be. I'm trying to get it through my head. With all this hair, it's hard to get through. Is there anything better than a burger on a night when you have had maybe a little bit too much to drink or anything?
Tacos. Tacos are better.
What about mozzarella sticks or just a sampler platter? You know,
good
that
point.
Sampler platter.
Half price apps.
Yes. Someone used Google Trends data to find the top drunken munchies in every state. And for most of the country, burgers are number one. They're the go-to buzzed food in 16 states, including a lot of middle America. Chicken wings are number one in 7 states, plus Washington, D.C. Grilled cheese is next, followed by nachos, pizza, kebabs, quesadillas, and burritos. 424-2600, what's your favorite drunk food, everybody?
Not implying that you're a drunk. Just saying, you know.
Everybody, assuming that everybody has had a drink and maybe not understood how much alcohol they are consuming. Maybe it was accidental. No. We're not judging. As for the more unique selections, breakfast food is number one in Nevada. Fish and chips is a favorite in Arizona. Fried chicken is tops in Louisiana. Chinese food is number one in New Jersey. Pierogies are go-to in Pennsylvania.
Isn't it kind of just anything greasy?
Anything greasy. That's what I'm seeing. Mozzarella sticks are number one in Delaware. As for the best drunken late-night restaurants, Taco Bell is number one, and that's not fair.
No.
Nobody should have to compete with Taco Bell for anything like after 10 at night. Like 10 at night to 6 in the morning, or 5 and 3 in the morning, more likely.
I still, though, am a Taco John's person.
Oh, me too, 100%. But if they ain't open,
Do you remember when, I think I brought up Whoppers before. Do you remember when Burger King used to be open till bar time?
Yes, I do. Yes. I miss that, too. I also miss Burger King.
I can't even tell you the last time I was up that late.
Oh,
but back in the day, we would drive through there a lot.
As far as Wisconsin, burgers are number one here in Wisconsin.
All right.
And let's see here. 51% of Canada is into burgers as well, where 44% of U.S. Interesting. And Taco Bell, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Waffle House, and Domino's as for the number one late night restaurants. Waffle Houses would be number one everywhere if they had Waffle Houses everywhere.
You think?
Oh, easily. I haven't spent that much time in the South, but when you get into the South, you start to realize, Waffle Houses are huge.
Oh, yeah, and you see them everywhere, for sure.
They're a meeting place too. They're not just there like they don't just use them as restaurants or anything like that. They're very, especially late at night. You know, here in the Midwest and the East Coast and stuff, Denny's, Perkins.
Well, those remember kind Country of Kitchen
Country
used to be
Kitchen.
At bar time.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't hurt that they had a bar right across the street.
Right.
But
those are more, that's, yeah. Think the same thing, just Waffle Houses. That's how that is in the South. So I would think that if they were around more of the country, Waffle Houses would be number one with a bullet, like easily. I don't really have a go-to drunk food or when I'm you know, that kind of thing. For me, I'm looking for something, because I'm so skinny, something that is going to fill my base. Like, just put something in my stomach so something can soak up some of this stuff.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking I'm so far removed from this. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, I have to think back however long ago.
I genuinely cannot remember the last time I was drunk. I really can't. I've had a drink or two, certainly, but I can't remember the last time I got like to that point. If anything, because I get busy. Like, and I don't hang out with my friends that much anymore. So when we do finally actually get together, we want to do stuff. I don't want to just sit there and drink.
Or
I
where
want to
you
actually do something. I want to actually hang out and talk to them. Find
or where
out.
You go out for drinks and then you think, oh, we should go eat somewhere.
Yeah,
like at
yeah,
midnight.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
I'm like,
right.
I haven't done that for ever.
Oh, God, I miss those days, though. That was a fun time,
yeah.
Though. That was a good time. I'm a little disappointed, though. Because this is all the same stuff that when we were, you know, at that prime time of drinking or
no
something.
No one has
like,
evolved.
Nothing's evolved. Come on. Come on. Where's the new stuff?
Actually, this is probably the one place they haven't made up new crap, right?
Yeah,
like, they're just
right,
sticking
right,
with the yeah. oldie, the goodies.
That the classics stay
yeah.
remain. The classics remain. That is a great point. That made me feel a little better, actually. So us compared to Canada. Canada, we have Taco Bell as our number one drunk late night stop. Canada, it's McDonald's. And then we go to McDonald's as our number two. For Canada, it's A&W.
Huh.
I
wonder if there's not Taco Bell in Canada.
I'm not sure, because I didn't even know that. I feel foolish saying this. I did not think that they'd have A&W in Canada. For some reason, I just thought that was an American thing. That's cool. Good, more power to A&W. Good for them. I just didn't realize. Some runners up that low key sounded kind of interesting here for weirdest drunk food cravings, which, by the way, audience. Drop the ball. Come on. This is a great segment for you to call up on. Come on. We love you guys, but you got to interact with us a little bit more. 424-2600. Dry ramen noodles was the number one weirdest drunken food craving.
That is weird, regardless, drunk
yeah.
or not.
Yes. French fries with maple syrup. This one had to, you know, be in Canada. This is definitely a Canadian one. And I'm saying that not stereotypically. Growing up around a lot of Canadians, they put maple syrup on a lot more. It is so stereotypical, and it's so true.
And
with the Canadians I was around.
When you're there, I mean, when we were in Toronto, like, it's every shop you walk into, it's like everywhere.
They really, like...
It's like cheese here.
I was gonna say similar, but not even. I don't think even as bad, because Wisconsinites don't even push cheese as much as
I agree.
Like if you're in Canada and you say no, I don't want any maple syrup on my French toast or something like that. I genuinely believe the whole country would stop and stare at you. I really don't think that. Mac and cheese in a taco.
Really?
Okay. All right. Maybe.
I mean, I guess. They put mac and cheese in everything else now, right?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and see what our listeners have to say. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. It's been 50 years, but salty potato chips.
Oh, there you go. Yes, good and greasy ones.
Good stuff.
You
great
guys are having
choice.
Fun this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
You too. Thank you so much for calling up. That was a good one. That's a good choice.
I agree.
Like that.
And for me, it's plain potato chips. You know, like salty ones, but not flavored, just plain.
Yeah. Peanut butter and grilled cheese.
That
was another weird
together?
One. Yeah,
what?
That's wrong.
That is gross.
Pickles in Nutella.
Okay, that's grosser than peanut butter grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You could dip a pickle in Nutella?
I couldn't. No, I couldn't do it. No. I think this is my sister at play. My sister loved like the pickle juice and everything, so it doesn't seem as weird to be compared to some of the others. Pizza with chocolate syrup. Just no. Why? Why would you do that to poor pizza? Man, that poor pizza. It didn't do anything. It didn't do anything
that
wrong.
Just,
I think that's a crime. Like I think it might actually be able to do some time for doing something like that.
Literally just weird.
And I don't want to say this one, Terry. I don't like to play the race card very often, but this one is insulting to my people. Spaghetti with ranch dressing. Come on. What are you taking this from my man? What are you doing? Spaghetti. Why?
Okay, so now I'm just going there. I love the movie Elf.
Yeah.
And when
yeah,
he does yes, the maple syrup on the noodles.
Gets me every time. Gets me every time.
And puts it in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag.
It just. The first time I saw it, I probably cringed a little bit. Every time after, I marvel at it.
It's hilarious.
Just, he doesn't flinch. He just goes all in. And it wasn't. Here's something I don't know if everybody knows about those scenes. That wasn't the first take. They had multiple
takes.
Oh,
like when he's shoveling it in
yes,
with his hands?
Yeah. And, John Favreau, who directed it, talks about it and stuff. And he's like, Will is one of these guys that really anything to make people laugh. Like, it's so not about him. There is very little ego in Will Ferrell. And if you, as a director, you could take advantage of that. If you are friends with Will and you want to put him through this and
sure,
stuff, like, Will will just keep doing it. Because so Favreau's joking about how, because they're friends and everything. And he's like, we had it pretty much on the second take. But I just kept making him do it. His teeth. I can't imagine how the pain in his teeth after that scene. Spaghetti with ranch dressing. That's a fight. Like, you're starting a fight with me if you're doing that. Like, I'm just telling you right now. It's a fun list. It's an interesting list, and it was made that much better by your comments, Terry, and our listener out there. Thanks so much for interacting with us, everybody. We're going to have more and more opportunities for you to do that, so get ready to dial that phone number, 424-2600, because that's the new way around here. We're going to be doing more and more of that. Want to interact with you guys more. It's going to be fun. Speaking of doing that, one way we interact with you is Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Nobody is better at segues than me.
I said.
I am the king of segues.
I said.
I am cornering this market that nobody else in the world wants. I am going to corner the segue market. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. If you are celebrating a birthday anytime today or this weekend or anything, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Not bad at all.
No, that sounds wonderful.
And we encourage you to get more and more of these birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. You can send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Of course, direct message us on Facebook. That's an easy way to do it as well. Whatever you got to do, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Flying pigeon, smoke signals.
I'm still stuck on the pie. Like, I'm thinking, we were talking about strawberries before. Doesn't strawberry pie sound good right now?
Does.
Just light and refreshing.
I've been in the strawberry mood, though.
Yeah.
So that sounds good to me.
That sounds really good.
That sounds very good, actually. We've got a great list in front of us today, Terry. So I'm going to first off need a 1 through 3 from you.
2.
All right. Gives us that one, so we can get there. Then we got that qualifier already. Then I'm going to need a 1 through 3 again.
1.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy anniversary, 44th anniversary, to Jerry and Lynn Montag.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you guys. Happy 44th.
Yeah, what is 44?
40, well, 40 is ruby, 45 okay, is sapphire.
So all right.
Almost
so
to sapphire.
There you go. Start. You can pick.
Start saving up, Jerry. Start
saving up. Get ready for next year.
Yeah. And a very happy golden anniversary to Phil and Holly Johnson.
Happy anniversary.
Happy number 50, you guys. That is beautiful. That's awesome. Happy 50th anniversary, you guys. That's very cool. And our qualifier today, celebrating a birthday, Sandy Hett.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Sandy, have a great one. Enjoy your day. On Saturday, we have one name on the list, so we get to put the spotlight on Betty Johnson.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day, Betty. We hope it's a great one for you. And then on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie A. Nikolai.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Carrie, we have a very happy birthday to you. We also want to wish a very happy anniversary, happy 29th, to Jeffrey and Judy Neiman.
Happy anniversary.
We hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Happy 29th.
Got a lot of anniversaries on the list today.
I'm liking
That's awesome.
This. Yeah, it's fun. 25 is silver, 30 is pearl, or the modern gift is a diamond. So you're right in between, right next to that diamond right there.
I wonder how many. That's funny. The traditional and then the modern. It's like, how many diamonds are getting slipped in there now?
Yeah. And I want to know.
Like, the modern just got a whole lot more expensive.
I want to know who came up with this list, too. You know, I'm very curious to know that part. I would like to know who, like, if it was like, you know, K Jewelers or like something like that, you know, like,
right? Like, it's sponsored. The modern list sponsored by.
Just a little curious. So we wish Carrie a happy birthday. We also want to wish a happy 29th anniversary to Jeffrey and Judy Neiman, and a happy 57th anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Sharon Mahoney.
Happy anniversary.
Hope you guys have a great anniversary. Enjoy.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what's 60 then? Because they're getting close to 60 since we were doing this.
60 is diamond.
Nice.
That's a good one. I like
that. See? Diamonds again.
Two more.
All right, guys. It's diamonds. There, right? If everyone's listening, it's just diamonds.
You just play it safe. Whatever anniversary, diamond. Diamond. You're good. We did have two outside the lines names we wanted to mention. First off, Pam's cousin, Alan Fletcher, who grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, now lives in Waukesha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alan. We hope it's a great one for you. And then on Saturday, sorry, everybody. on Saturday, in memory of Carl Hilke, it's his 60th birthday. Carl's birthday would have been this Saturday. I just being honest with everybody, I knew that I had it in my phone, but I did not get to pre-read the list today, and I just saw it just now as we were getting ready to do this, and I needed a minute. I would have done it on Saturday, but I needed a minute, to be honest.
Absolutely. Loved and missed by many.
Yeah, very much. This community was made better when Carl Hilke moved to it and decided to start, you know, working here and putting into it. And Carl is the definition of putting back into your community when it comes to a job like this, what we do. He's one of the reasons I learned that we could do that. Like, we're detached from our audience. This is not the kind of entertainment I'm used to doing. I'm used to, I tell a joke, the audience is right there, I can tell if they laugh or not. Doing it like this, it's so hard to interact with your audience. There's no feedback or anything. But Carl showed me that that's part of the beauty of what we do. And if you interact with your community, if you're out there, if you're putting yourself out there, if you're a little vulnerable, they may start to, you know, actually like you. And for somebody like me, who spent the majority of my life in this town not being liked, and being on, and to be fair, not giving people a lot of reasons to like me, I didn't know how I was going to be able to pull this off. How can I do this job right? How many people ever going to want to listen to me or anything like that? Carl got me in. Carl helped me get over this with this audience. He showed me about being vulnerable. He showed me about, James, you show a little yourself, they'll see what I see. It's going to be all right. You'll be all right at this and everything. Then no way that happens without him. Not to mention the impact he made on this community, the decades of news he did. Think of all the stories he covered, the amount of people he informed.
Yeah. And, you know, and he took his work very seriously, but I also very much appreciated the silly side, yes, of Carl, but then also the very passionate, you know, like, if there was something, now that didn't always make its way over the airwaves, but when you were fortunate enough to be sitting in the same room with him and, you know, on the break, when there was a hot button, you know, that was awesome. You know, certainly not a kinder soul.
I got spoiled because I got to work with Carl on a professional level in many ways. Working with Carl at the end, he was certainly always taking his job seriously and focusing on news and stuff, but he wasn't prepared to do a morning show again at his age and everything. He was doing that to help us out. We didn't have hardly any bodies. So having him on the morning show, him and I doing it together, was different. And right away telling him, hey, this is your opportunity to have fun. There's nothing. You're just sitting there, man. I'm doing all the other stuff. I'm doing the heavy lifting here and everything. All I want you to do is just have fun. That you, for once in your radio career, all you got to do is just sit there and interact. And of course, Carl being Carl, he still found work to do and everything. But he had so much fun. I got to see the creative side of Carl. I got to see the silly side and all those things. And I think our audience did too.
And I love that. Okay, so happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of our people that were mentioned today. But one thing that you said, so it bothers you when you can't see me at my desk eye rolling you when you're saying stuff?
Yeah, it does. I really miss that. I really, really miss that. You know, that actually gave me a nice positive side of it. we have to look at celebrity birthdays. Celebrity birthdays for today. Sam Smith is 31. Stay With Me, I'm Not the Only One, Too Good at Goodbyes. I got a lot of hits.
I really like some of his stuff.
So a crooner. I like Stay With Me.
Like,
crooner.
I love that song.
That's a smooth song. That is a smooth song, yeah. Another great singer-songwriter. Maybe not a smooth one, but a good singer. Shooter Jennings is 44. He is Waylon's son. He got Stephen King to play a DJ raging against government and stuff and Black Ribbons. Shooter Jennings is one of these creative guys.
That's a great name, too.
Oh, great name. Great name. And... very much the son of Waylon.
Who names their kid Shooter?
Waylon Jennings.
Well, yes. I bet. Yeah, but maybe Jesse Coulter picked the name. Oh, you know, yeah,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I just think that's an awesome name. It also makes me think of Shooter McGavin.
Yes. I'm a big, big fan of, obviously, of Waylon Jennings, but just as much a fan of his son, Shooter. Like, he's got a couple of songs that are just bluesy and very, very like, okay, this kid's been through some stuff. Like, those lyrics don't just come from out of thin air. One of my favorite NBA players of all time, Kevin Garnett, is 47 today. I got to do this, Terry. Anything is possible! Kevin Garnett wins an NBA title for the Boston Celtics. They put a microphone in front of his face, and you're expecting, because Kevin Garnett is a talker. He is one, that is, every story about him involves talking. And he just screams into the microphone, anything is possible!
So no and dissertation, just...
It's just one of my favorite moments in sports.
That's
it's
awesome.
Fantastic. And a Hall of Famer, too. Going right to the Hall of Fame. 18, goes into the NBA, held his own, did not want to leave Minnesota, wanted to stay in the Midwest. They ended up coming to an agreement like, hey, we're not going to win a title. We want to send you somewhere to you can win one. He goes to Boston, wins a title. Another great NBA player, Bill Laimbeer, 66 today. Part of those bad boy Pistons teams of the 90s that drove my Bulls teams to tears oftentimes. And the reason that we have the Michael Jordan that we have in memory. If it ain't for Michael Jordan banging his head up against those Pistons teams and finally getting like, you know what, I got to get in better shape. He goes in the gym, puts on rock, becomes a Adonis, and goes in there and becomes the greatest NBA player of all time and brings me six titles. I mean, Chicago, six titles. Maybe a little biased on this subject. Might be.
You know, though, really, who in the Midwest didn't love the Bulls? Michael Jordan. Everyone loves Michael Jordan.
It's pretty hard not to. Phil Rudd is 69, AC/DC longtime drummer from 75 to 83 and then 94 to 2015.
And what's not to love about AC/DC?
Agreed. 100%. Archie Manning is 74, former New Orleans Saints quarterback and father of Peyton and Eli and Cooper. Nobody mentions Cooper. You should mention Cooper, too.
What does Cooper do?
Cooper is funny. Like, Cooper, I don't know what he does.
So, nothing?
But, yeah, I don't know what he does. But I would say that he is just as funny and charismatic as his brothers.
Oh, I would guess that. I just, you know, because you were like, nobody puts baby in a corner. So I was just wondering what he does.
I don't say this in a tough guy way. The way I was raised, as a boxing son, you look for weaknesses in people. So you don't really have to fear anybody because everybody's got a weakness. You just got to be paying attention. So I am not used to being intimidated, but I will never for the rest of my life forget watching with my papa A Time to Kill with James Bond movie. And Grace Jones comes out and Grace Jones intimidated me. Like, just it, there was something about her that I wasn't afraid of her, but there was something about her that was like, my God, that woman walks in the room and she tells me what to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to do it. Grace Jones is 75 today, and I would still, if she walks in this room, probably do whatever she told me to. She's like, there's three people
so
in the world.
So she's just like Pam.
There's my, yeah, there's
no, not both, your mom, Pam, this
no,
Pam.
I was going to say, there's the two Pams in my life,
okay.
And there's Grace Jones. Like, that's the end of the list of people that can walk in the room and tell me what to do.
Come
to
on.
Do it without a blink
half
of an
the
eye.
Time I can maybe make you do something.
At least half. At least half. You've got that. You're right there on the cusp. You're at number four. You're in the writing position. Grace Jones, great actor, a model. Did quite a bit. And not only they don't give her credit for this or anything like that. She played Zula in Conan the Destroyer, Mayday in A View to Kill, and everything. But Grace Jones was a model before this, and she was the trailblazer for dark skinned black women. Or very African-centric women, if you will, where those looks were not on Vogue. They didn't put ladies like that on Vogue or anything until Grace Jones. Grace Jones comes around and like, well, we have to. She's that kind of beautiful. She's that kind of, just has that kind of look to her.
I had to look her up because I wasn't calling her up. Okay. So I just had to look her up, and I see her, and she'd probably kick your butt in the next week. So agreed. No wonder you're listening. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Pete Townsend is 78.
Oh, the Who.
Yeah, Who Are You? Won't Get Fooled Again. I can't explain. I mean, a billion hits, not to mention three rock operas and a million other things. Pete Townsend.
Very talented.
Incredible artist. Incredible. And some people are no longer with us, like the great Dusty Hill, born in 1949, passed in 2021. One of the guys from ZZ Top.
Oh.
One
of the beard guys?
Yes, yes. Peter Mayhew, born in this day in 1944, passed away in 2019. He is the original Chewbacca. He was Chewie in the first seven Star Wars movies before Finnish actor Junis Samutu took over the role.
So I just want to know, did he actually grow his hair out for the part? Or
yeah, I wonder. I don't know.
Or was it a suit?
One of my greatest influences, Malcolm X, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 1965. I think if you know just a quarter of Malcolm X's story, you're not going to quite understand why I would say that he's such a big influence to me, because you might know that he said some anti-Semitic things or things like that. Malcolm also could be quite divisive. Malcolm was the guy that we needed. You had Martin. You needed the other side of things. At a time in our society where Martin Luther King would say, turn the other cheek. Malcolm was saying, I turn the other cheek. They just smacked the other one. I got to stand up for myself. Not be violent. I just have to stand up for myself. Nobody talks about Malcolm being a believer in a quiet protest and those things, but he was. He was not a violent man, but he was much more aggressive than American society was ready for. Nowadays, Malcolm X comes out and talks, and he's just going to be another talker. But at the time, nobody was talking the way he was. As a young kid reading his books, because I was fortunate to come around after Malcolm's life had passed, and it was full circle. For those that don't know, Malcolm X spent the last years of his life praying to Mecca and working with white people, working with every origin, every creed there was. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X actually became friends and were very close towards the end. My favorite poster of all time I had as a kid was a picture of Malcolm and Martin shaking hands, and Malcolm's got a big smile on his face, like you never got to see. Malcolm, it's the goal or the pull of every Muslim, of every Jew, to go to Mecca or to go to the synagogue once in your life. Malcolm goes to Mecca. He goes there and he sees, wait a minute, there are people like with pale skin praying to the same God I am. What are we doing? This doesn't make any sense. He comes and brings this message back to the States and then gets assassinated. Like, you know, they didn't assassinate him when he was saying the other stuff, but when he starts talking about people getting along, that's when that goes down. Martin Luther King talks about that, goes down. Like, these are important things. These people, we don't have any more of these. We're not making any more Cesar Chavez's. We're not making any more Martins or Malcolms or anything like that. It's on us to carry this on. All of us, no matter what creed you are, no matter who you are, where you're from or anything like that, these visions of all of us getting along are important and vital, and they are the American dream. Well, it is. You can't have America without that dream, and that is a big part of it.
And it's important to value our history, whether it's it had the desired outcome or not, but if we don't learn from our history, you know, what do we have?
The first quote to ever really speak to me was a Malcolm X quote that just because I am born in the slums does not mean the slums are born in me. And I needed that. I needed that as a kid. And I wouldn't be here without it. Joey Ramone was born in this day in 1951, passed away in 2001, left us with some great rock music, of course. And if you're a fan of the Ramones, you've got to be a fan of Joey Ramone. And one of my favorite people of all time. I don't know what I could say. Actor, wrestler.
He's like bouncing out of his chair. Yeah. This must be good.
Andre the Giant, born on this day in 1946, passed away in 1993.
I love it.
Andre the Giant only had to act once to be memorable. Like, Fezzik is just one of the most iconic, memorable roles of anything.
You don't love him as a wrestler?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, I used to love Andre the Giant. Oh, man, I was a huge Andre fan. I was one of those few kids rooting for Andre over Hogan. I didn't like Hulk Hogan. I thought he was lame. I thought his moves were silly, and I didn't understand why everybody liked him. But I loved Andre the Giant, and Brutus the Barber, Beefcake, and some of those guys and everything. Man, yeah. Coco Beware. We had the best wrestling names in the 80s.
Yeah.
Coco Beware alone is the greatest name you will hear.
It's so dumb.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Jimmy Superfly Snuka was a name that I would be proud to walk around with. That's some great names. Everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today and this weekend, we wish you a fantastic one. Enjoy. We hope it's a good one to you. And get us more of these, everybody. Stick around for Melissa's News. And after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Otherwise, encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you all. You call up at 424-2600, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you get us the correct answer of what this TV show theme song name is. You'll win a value pack, a family value pack from our friends at Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and nothing better. The only thing better than Culver's is free Culver's. So we are looking forward to this. Get ready to call, everybody. 424-2600. Let us know what TV theme song this is. Yeah, right away. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Seinfeld.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Nice job.
You knew that one right away. It's a pretty easy one to remember. I can't believe we've never done it before.
I can't believe we haven't either, but I think you're right. I don't think we have.
Don't think so. Don't think we have. Thank you so much for calling and getting that one right away, sir. What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
I got ourselves a Rapids winner.
Are you a awesome. Seinfeld fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of them.
Yeah. It's a fun show. It was
absolutely.
A fun show. It was a really fun show. Mike, thank you so much for listening, playing along. You're our newest star of the day. Hang on the line. Going to get some information from you. I will get my agent your information because you're a star now.
Okay, thanks.
We appreciate you, Mike. Thanks so much for playing along. That's great. I figured about 3 or 4 seconds we'd get that.
Yeah,
one.
I thought that one would be fast.
I am doing Seinfeld, one, because, again, I can't believe we did not do Seinfeld yet. That is a little crazy.
That is weird.
But on May 14th, 1998, Seinfeld's final two-part episode, The Finale, aired on ABC to 76.3 million viewers, with commercials priced at $2 million for 30 seconds.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It was huge. I remember that. It was.
Did you like the ending? I thought it was kind of dumb.
I didn't mind it. I don't know how you end something like that.
Yeah,
first
I agree.
Off, I don't know how anybody ends any series. It's always difficult to me how they end a series. But how you end a series when the show is about nothing. Like how,
yes,
how
and you're you, and you're definitely not going to make all of your viewers happy.
No, I did like what I liked about it was bringing back all the characters.
Sure,
I thought that was kind of cool. They kind of shoehorned it, they kind of forced it, but I played along. You
but
know, I
like a lot
bad.
Of a lot of the like you said, it's about nothing.
Yes, yeah. Interesting note here. Also on May 14th in 1989, the final TV episode of Family Ties aired on NBC with 36
million. Why would they
million.
Do that?
Yeah, right. And in 1989, also, Moonlighting, the TV crime drama, last aired on ABC.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I suppose that was back when you were competitive. You know what I mean? Like the big three networks were much more competitive with each other.
Very much. Very much. I have to play a couple little sounders here. I just happened to come across these, and I have to play some of these. This one I like.
I'm the bad boy. Never been the bad boy.
You've been the bad employee, the bad son, the bad friend.
Yes.
The bad fiance, the bad dinner guest, the bad credit risk.
Okay, the point is made.
The bad date, the bad sport, the bad citizen.
And, where was the other one?
I'm back in business, baby!
Yes, so good. We were going to talk to Mike and get his information. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be our star of the day and win this free family pack from our great friends at Culver's. One more time, big shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Appreciate them sponsoring and being a part of things here at the station.
Thanks for playing, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Be listening next week for another opportunity, everybody. We're going to take a break, come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Happy Friday, everyone. Hope you're having a good day out there. Queen and David Bowie had plans to record an album together, and they had enough material for a double album. When they got together, they only made enough for one song. Just a little too much going on back then. A little too much. But they made that one song they made, whew, was it a hit? Man, did they make a hit out of this.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It was such a good song that another guy got a hit because of that song, basically.
True.
There's no way. There's no way in the world that whatever his name is, Vanilla Ice, I almost forgot, has a hit. That's a hit song without that beat, without that doo-doo-doo. Without that, there's no way. You're not telling me Vanilla Ice made it because of his rapping or anything like that, or his lyrical prowess.
I think it was his dancing.
No, it wasn't his dancing. It wasn't him dancing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I think you're quite
Turtles.
Biased here.
I'm very biased. Oh, yeah. I'd sell it to his face. And he admitted it. He admitted it. He seems like a pretty self-aware guy. Like, I'm pretty sure he understood that what made him a star had very little to do with his lyrical writing or his rapping form or style or anything.
Use your resources wisely.
You got it? Yeah, yeah. when it's your skin, it's very easy to use. It's very easy. BuzzFeed asked, come on. If Vanilla Ice was a black guy, that song would have never been a hit. No way. Without that beat and without that, no way. There had never been a white rapper with a hit song. They were going to have it happen. It was going to happen. That's nothing against him. It's just the way of the world. It's the way it was.
Sounds like it's something against him.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was horrible. It was lame. If cross-color clothing came to life, it would have been Vanilla Ice. That's what it would have been. Like those JNCO jeans and stuff. Like if they could come to life, it would have turned into Vanilla Ice. BuzzFeed asked thousands of people about their nighttime routines. And something that keeps me up is that.
You should probably try a little breathing here.
I actually don't really care. I really don't care. I'm trying to be
clearly,
funny.
Clearly you don't care.
It's not funny if I don't go extreme,
okay,
if I don't go high. All right,
let's talk about your sleeping routines here, your bedtime routines, or what are we talking about?
We are getting into BuzzFeed has this nighttime routines
list. Okay, nighttime routines.
And here are a few of the results they got. So if you are looking for to know if your routine at night is normal, you can kind of compare it to some of these.
Okay, I think we've established there is no normal.
Right. I think
for normal people.
Right. I think that's a very fair thing to say and a great thing to get out of the way right away.
Okay.
Like if you are not, if you're list at the end of this list and you're like, oh, none of that makes me. And okay.
We're using normal very loosely.
Very loosely.
All right.
Very loosely.
Okay.
49% of people always take showers or a bath at night. 15% never do.
I shower in the morning.
I like showering in the morning.
Right away in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps wake me up and all that. I like that. But if you are somebody like me that struggles with sleeping, maybe that's something I should try. Maybe it'll relax me.
That's what I was going to say. But I'm also not opposed to like an evening, like to take a bath before. Because I actually enjoy a bath. And I'll take a book in and some bubble bath, like that kind of thing. So that would not happen in the morning because I'm like 150 miles an hour in the morning. Right? That would be an evening relaxation kind of thing.
It is so difficult to get me to relax, to get me to stand still or any of those things. I have rediscovered baths. And that is one way to get me to like actually be still for a moment. Like, there's nice. Those are nice. 77% always brush their teeth at night. 6% never do.
Dear God.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. that's just mean. Like,
wait a minute. 70. Hold on. How many percent do?
77% always brush their teeth at night.
6% never do.
Yeah.
So we're at 17% that has no idea if they brush their teeth or not.
This is why I love working with you.
I mean,
it's so right.
What?
Good call by you. I missed that. that ain't right. That's wrong. What are we doing? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, you know.
Probably wouldn't you just lie?
You know.
And say you do?
Just lie.
Well, I mean,
at least give an answer.
It only affects you.
Yes.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. I brush my teeth at night. I brush them in the morning. I at least 3 to 4 times a day I brush my teeth. At least.
I'm a crazy flosser too. But I just, the older I get, the more I have these little, you get these little crevices and it drives me crazy.
I can't handle it. Yes, it drives me nuts. 40% always do a skincare routine at night. 12% never do. Again, the number of people in the gray area here of I don't know is really bothering me now.
I don't know. Do I wash my face? I don't know.
You're there. You know. You would think you'd know. You would hope. 4% always write in a journal at night. 80% never do.
You know, that is something that, and I don't know if mine would be at night, but that is something that I wish I could just get in a good habit of.
Yeah.
But then there's that whole, I mean, I guess it would depend to what the topic is, like for reflective purpose, but then you also wonder, like, what becomes of those journals?
Yep. It's the whole reason I have never written one.
I mean, it used to be where they were like a sacred, like, treasure. Yes. You know what I mean? Or like something that was passed on. Now, who knows where it would end up?
There are so many stories of like famous. We come across the famous person's journal, and now it's out in the open for everybody. And even though that person was alive like 200 years ago,
but that wasn't
the
intent.
Still cringy to me.
Yes, yeah,
it's very cringy to me. I don't.
Yeah,
we don't have to know everything.
I agree.
You know, I mean, as far as people and celebrities and all this stuff goes, and everything. And as far as for me, the only way I'd ever be able to write a journal is in like some weird code, like that nobody in the world could understand or
well,
something.
You know, I remember like in Scholastic book. Remember like the book.
Yeah,
little flyer.
Yeah.
Like there was always these little code books in there. Like teenage girls, you know, love that. Like it was like, you know, for each letter, do this instead.
Yes.
And then
you
have to decipher it later. So that would be fun. We could get you one of those.
I wouldn't mind that. As a complete side note, a little kid going to the Scholastic book fairs and everything. Big shout out to them. Those are always really cool. I love those. I was one of those kids that very rarely got to get a book. And it was always tough. And it's tough for the kid that doesn't get the book. And I know that those are going on nowadays, and even right now, currently, maybe in schools and stuff. I encourage parents to find out more about the Great Book Giveaway. This is a great opportunity for kids to get books and still get books.
And free.
And free.
It's free.
It's a really cool thing.
So, you know, though, going back to journaling, though, I think that it can be very therapeutic.
Yeah,
and I think
that's what I mean?
Like, I think that it's a good thing.
Yeah. If you can do it, more power to you. 20% always read a book at night. 42% never do.
Me.
I was in this habit for the longest time. I don't even know where or what broke it. I'm working to get back into it. I've got my daughter's book that I'm reading that I'm really enjoying.
You are? I'm reading it too.
Are you?
Right
that's
now.
Cool. That's awesome. That's
very
cool.
That's too funny.
That is very
because
funny.
Because when I was last night, so I think I'm on like chapter 8 or something, and I was just like, oh, I should check with James and see if he's read this yet. Mm. And so, I'm reading it right now.
I guarantee I started it before you. I'm just a very slow reader.
Yeah, I just picked it up at the library like 2 days ago. Mm. But I just was like, okay, I got it. It was just on my hit list. You know, I was reading a different author, and I tend to, if I really like them, I'll read like all their books.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh,
thank
but
you.
I could get
so much
that
for reading
book.
That. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That is really
loving
cool.
it so far.
Yeah, she's something. She's a good writer. 78% always scroll on their phone at night. 9% never do. I check my phone one more time before, and I put it down. And when I put it down, I'm not picking it up. I'm not looking at it until my alarm goes off. And I'm already awake, and I have to, you know, turn it off and everything. I don't like the idea of telling people what to do. I think there's a little bit too much of that out there. Put your phone down. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah, maybe that one.
Wash your face.
Maybe the brushing the teeth and the washing the face one ain't so bad. But I'm saying I put my phone down so I'm better than you. I don't mean it like that. It took me a long time to do it, and I have plenty of times where Seth and I were in a fantasy baseball league. It's coming down to the wire. I'm laying down trying to go to sleep. I picked up my phone to check the score. I did. My sports team is in. Well, my sports team is playing. I'm awake. Who am I kidding? I'm not going to sleep when that's happening. But yeah, I try my best. We're all doing the best we can with that stuff and technology. 26% always listen to music at night. 48% never do.
I don't.
Hmm. Yeah, it would keep me awake.
Yeah.
It would make me awake. 3% always meditate at night. 81% never do. I try to do that. I do try to get that incorporated.
I don't even know. I don't. Like, I just don't even think about it.
Mm. It's one of the only ways to calm my brain. And even though it gets my brain going sometimes,
I was gonna say,
too, though.
I think that sometimes if I can't sleep, you know, it's not like it's part of my practice of going to sleep. But those occasions where you just can't sleep, then be more intentional.
64% always sleep with the door closed. 26% leave it open.
Ours is open.
Huh.
I've never been a door closed person.
I have always been bad about this. I have a habit, and I don't know necessarily where it comes from, because nobody else in my family is like this. I lock doors. I walk in a room.
You
lock
yourself in your bedroom?
I don't lock the door, but I shut the door in the bedroom. But anytime I'm like, I know a lot of people around here, you know, maybe not as much anymore and stuff, but it used to be pretty common when I first moved here for people to leave their doors unlocked and stuff. Anytime I'd go over to a friend's house, their parents would yell at me, not like mean, just like, Jimmy, you don't have to do that.
You know, like, you don't have to knock or you don't have to. Yeah, but I think, are they talking bedroom doors though?
Yeah, they're just talking bedroom doors. Yeah. I'm just saying, in general, yeah. I kind of be like that.
I think that. So, like, my girls, they just push their doors shut. They don't latch them. Mm-hmm. But that's more about hearing each other because they get up at different times.
Yeah.
So that didn't really start till their teenage years. But I don't know. We've just always left doors open. However, fire safety-wise, it's actually recommended that your bedroom doors be closed.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, so that if a fire, it keeps it from, or I shouldn't say it keeps it from, but maybe buys you more time.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Which is interesting. Yeah, I don't think I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
And 72% always want to fall asleep before midnight. 28% prefer to hit the hay at midnight or later.
Before midnight.
Yeah.
Considerably before midnight.
I was going to say, I feel like I know the answer on this one for you.
Hello.
I don't know if in my life I've ever fallen asleep before midnight.
Do you know what I think is weird? How TV hasn't fallen on that list.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
I mean, we don't have a TV in our bedroom, but I know a lot of people who can't sleep and they leave it on all night.
Yes. I don't get it, but my Nana was just like that. My Nana couldn't, and then she'd leave on these crime shows, and then like wake up in the middle of the night freaking my papa out or something like that, and then wonder why she woke up in the middle of the night.
And then the infomercial kicks in.
Yes. I'm still bothered by these people that couldn't answer the question.
Well, I mean, okay, fine.
Even with some of these, Terry, it says, like, do you meditate? Yes, no, sometimes, if I feel like it. So you got four options. You could have answered.
So they just were recapping just a few of them. But I think the, like, you don't brush your teeth at night is just really...
That's wrong. There are really so many strange things wrong on that one. That ain't right. That's
now, I'm not saying
story.
I've never fallen asleep on the couch and been like, oh, I don't want to get ready for bed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We've all been there.
But, like, how do you not brush your teeth?
You just don't. You don't do that. You don't do that to people, to yourself, to society. You just don't do that. Real quickly, I wanted to mention this. Memorial Day is right around the corner, May 29th, in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. And our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, are airing special messages to honor those military veterans who served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You can sponsor these promos if you're a business out there or just anybody. We encourage you to reach out to Ashley in our sales department. She will hook you up. She will take care of you and help you and help us honor our fallen and honor and make this day what Memorial Day is supposed to be. Make it memorable and make it notice. Hopefully you know, and you don't need me to tell you the importance of Memorial Day. Reach out to our sales staff. You can give Pam a call at 424-1300 and she'll hook you right up with Ashley. Take a break. We'll come back with entertainment. Annie Wright, stories and good stories of the day coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.